butterfly on the one side and the lone wolf on the other. In the area of work, we have people who are into the workhorse and the lazy bones. People who are chronically relaxed. In the area of hierarchies, we have the peacock and the chicken. In the conduct and morals domain, we have the Puritan and the hedonist. More about that later when we explore sexuality. And finally, in the spiritual domain, we have the believer and the doubter. Whatever area, wherever you are, especially if you're like 80%, 70 or 80% valuing more one side of those dichotomies than the other part will tend to be in your shadow. You'll go, I'm this way, I'm not that way. But it comes out in many ways. Someone may act sentimental at work or rigid at work and sentimental at home, or vice versa. So these give a map to understand aspects of our shadow. And you see, they're not dark, evil, or bad. They're just different sides of our personality. Can you imagine what would it be like to be able to play those roles like an actor? Sometimes it's appropriate to be rigid and define boundaries and say no. Other times, to be sentimental. Sometimes it's appropriate to act like the peacock, confidence, self-respect. Other times, to act like the chicken, defer to other people. Sometimes it's appropriate to ask questions. Other times, to explain and play the role of teacher. You become a full human being and whole and authentic and powerful and effective and creative when you combine all these different domains. Rather than saying, I'm not this, I'm only this. We become balanced. Powerful shadow area. But now we come to the most effective and little known method for learning about your shadow, for becoming whole and fully human that I know of. It's called the three-question reality check. We've already done the three-question wake-up call, remember? Am I breathing? Am I relaxed? Am I moving with elegance? To bring our attention back to the present moment. Now we do the three-question reality check. You may want to write this down. What you do is you contemplate your relationship with a significant other in your life. Traditionally, this has been done with the mother first, then the father, then perhaps siblings, wife, husband, partner, and others in your life. You take a finite period of time, maybe your first 9 years, or the last 3 months, or the last 3 years, or the first 3 years you knew each other. Any finite period of time, all right? Then, in your relationship to that person, you ask three questions. The first question is, what have I received from X, that person? What have I received? Be very specific. You don't go, I received love and caring. That's abstract. You say, I'll use my wife as an example. My wife made me thousands of meals. She made me my favorite dessert on my birthday. She cleaned my clothes. She was there to support me and give me good advice about my last book when I was going off with it. She gave me the advice to help me keep it on track. You remember specific things you received from that person. It can be difficult to do if you're angry or have a charge with that person, if they're an adversary or someone who hurts you. But you start thinking of what you received. This is a very controversial area. But nobody is a cardboard cutout figure. People are real. They have many dimensions. A man who abused a child, who sexually molested a child, it's a villainous, terrible thing to do. But that same man might have taken that child to a movie, bought an ice cream cone, befriended the child, said kind things. It doesn't minimize or negate the negative things that person did. Is that clear? But the person is not only bad, a villain. They may have done some nice things as well. We start seeing others more realistically, not better or worse, but realistically. So we say, what did I receive from that person? Second, what did I give to that person? Again, very specific. Not, I gave them this, or I gave them that, or I made money and gave it to them. Very specifically, what did you give them? for birthdays, for anniversaries, for gifts. What services did you provide? Very specifically. By the way, don't count those things that were also self-serving. In other words, if you also benefited from what you gave them, it wasn't really just giving to them. Also, let me jump back. What they gave you, it doesn't matter whether it was their job or responsibility. If they were a parent that changed your diapers, you don't go, oh, well, that doesn't count because it was their job. After all, they're my parent. It doesn't matter whether it was their responsibility or not. They did it for you. The third and most important question in the three-question reality check is, what troubles or difficulties did I cause that person? You want to spend 60% of your time on that question. There is no fourth question, but we'd be really good at the fourth question, wouldn't we be? What difficulties or troubles did they cause us? Easy. We can make a list. We're already good at that. We're not so good at thinking about the troubles or difficulties or inconvenience we caused them. The time our parents stayed up with us all night when we were sick. The time they drove us back and forth and back and forth and back and forth when we were teenagers. The unkind words we said to them,